there is a creepy manor house in Burbank filled with scary sights and lots of people screaming. And if they can't get in tonight, they're going to be screaming in disappointment, because tonight is the last night of Rotten Apple 907's free haunted house. Now, Rotten Apple 907 is a home haunt, a nonprofit. Since 1990, they've been providing guests with lots of gruesome, scary fun at no charge. On the phone with me right now is Preston Meyer, who first created the Rotten Apple home haunt for his daughter's birthday 23 years ago. Preston, welcome.
Hi there.
It's great to have you, Preston. Would you tell me the story of creating that haunt for your daughter?
Well, we started doing Halloween-flavored birthday parties, and sometimes the birthday party would coincide with Halloween. And the trick-or-treaters that came to the door were more interested in going through our haunt that we created for the party kids than they were for the trick-or-treats. So we ended up doing kind of a little walk through inside the house for quite a while, and then got bigger and bigger, and now we take up the entire front yard.
How did you decide to go from a bigger and bigger Halloween haunt for the neighborhood to taking it to a nonprofit like you do today to benefit a worthy cause?
Well, a lot of people wanted to give us money for going to the haunt, and we really didn't want to do that, and we can't, since we're in, you know, our house, so we can't do it commercially. But we could accept donations for a charity. So we've done quite a few different charities, but we kind of decided that the amount of money we make doesn't really make a difference to a big national charity, but it can make a big difference to a local charity. So for the last few years, we've been picking out different local people that really could use an extra couple of $1,000.
And this time you have chosen, I believe, Burbank Arts for All Foundation?
That's correct.
How much have you raised for them so far with Rotten Apple 907?
So far, about $1,500.
That is splendid. Tell me, in terms of making a home haunt, what did you find worked really well for you versus what didn't?
There really isn't a whole lot of difference between a home haunt and a pro haunt in your mindset. Because what we do, we've been rated sometimes better than some of the commercial haunts, because we have the luxury of detailing every square inch, where some of the commercial haunts have a room and then a hallway and then a room and a hallway, where we have just about something going every place. But, you know, take all the stuff that you see when you go to the different commercial haunts and put it into yours, and you can do it fairly cheap. But strive to get the effect, the look, the suspense of disbelief is what you're going for, which, you know, makes it easy to get your scares.
What I'm wondering about then is this year's haunt, Haunted Wilsley Manor, the sequel, too. First of all, how do you come up with your different themes?
Well, we have a whole crew that helps us out during the year, and we also sit around, usually just about this time or the start of the year, and start thinking about what we're going to do next year. And for instance, right now we're thinking maybe we're going to convert the manor into a clown university.
Ooh, now that sounds scary. Before we get to that, though, what happens for people when they walk into Haunted Wilsley Manor? Take me through an imaginary tour of that in our imagination, if you would, please.
Well, this year we basically give you a tour of the mansion that was created or constructed in the early 1900s by two of the original developers of the Providencia Tract in Burbank. What they didn't know, though, that was also built on the site of a graveyard. So ghosts and goblins have been infesting the manor ever since. And just about that time, something happens that scares people, some of them right back out the front door.
I can just imagine that. Without ruining it for anybody, can you tell me one of the effects that we will see in Haunted Wilsley Manor 2?
We took this from a movie. And we have a dining room that's entirely upside down. And it's pretty effective, and we've got a couple of good scares on top of it being upside down.
How in the world do you do an upside-down dining room?
Well, it's actually harder than you think, because picture yourself setting a table on the ceiling. And now, getting the silverware to stick is not the problem, but, you know, which side does it go on? Because the knife goes on this side, and, yeah. But doing it upside down and backwards is entirely different.
Goodness. When you plan something like Haunted Wilsley Manor 2, you already said that you start just about last Halloween to do this Halloween, but what's involved in terms of the construction and the shopping and everything else that goes into coordinating?
Well, we try to recycle a lot of our flats, our wall sections, and we repaint them and redo them and cut them up in different shapes. We also scour countryside for props and different things that would work. And we've been fortunate in finding a variety of different things for free that would be cost prohibitive if you actually had to go and try and build it. So that's one way we keep things going. The other thing is we do have some storage that we try and keep a lot of different odds and ends because you never know when you might need something.
When we come back from our break, I would really like to know about some of the best experiences you've had with Rotten Apple 907 and some of the logistics for people getting there this evening. You and I are listening to Preston Meyer, creator of Burbank's nonprofit haunt, Rotten Apple 907. Their 2013 haunt is called Haunted Wilsley Manor 2. Tonight is their final night. Haunt is open from 7 o'clock to 10 p.m. and the admission's free. They do accept donations, though, for the benefit of the Burbank Arts for All Foundation. Let me give you a website really quick, rottenapple907.com. That'll give you directions. That's rottenapple907.com. We will be back in just a moment with more Over Coffee and Preston Meyer, more about Rotten Apple 907 on LancerRadio.org. This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at LancerRadio.org, where you're listening to Over Coffee with Dot Cannon, Halloween edition here. You might describe Rotten Apple 907 in Burbank as the stuff that screams are made of. This is a free admission home Halloween haunt created by Preston Meyer and his family. Preston is on the phone right now. Preston, over the 23, if I'm counting right, years that you've been doing Rotten Apple 907, what's been one of your all-time favorite experiences with it?
Well, couple of them. My daughter got one of our best scares. This was when we were doing Alice in Wonderland, and we had you go into a tree trunk, and you went down into this long tunnel that has some forced perspective, so it looked like you were getting smaller. And she would stand at the end of the tunnel, and all dressed in white with a black light on her. And as the people came toward her, she'd vanish into another room. Well, what they didn't know is you could circle around behind them. And man and his wife got to the doorway to the new room. And they're both kind of peering around the doorway trying to see, did they want to go into the new room? And the guy sees my daughter standing right behind him. He screams, shoves his wife onto the ground, and runs over her.
I wish you could have gotten video of that. That must have been hilarious.
Yeah, that was a good one. One of the other good ones was when we had a teenage guy with a date actually make a new door out of a haunt. That was back when we had cardboard walls instead of the hard walls we have now. But he actually turned around and made a new door out of a haunt.
What scared him so badly that he went right through the cardboard?
Well, it was one of those diversion scares. We were doing aliens that year, and we had a little alien on an electric train that ran down the side of the room it was in. And you could tell it was a little mechanical alien, and, you know, this is really scary, yeah. But what they didn't know was behind the curtain, there was an actor that was backlit with a bunch of smoke behind him that had six-foot arms on, the foam arms, and he crouched down and then raise his arms up in front of the light, and it looked like the arms were reaching straight out towards you. And it really got that one guy.
Oh, that has to have been the best. Before we run out of time, at what time do people need to get there tonight to ensure they get to go through Rotten Apple 907? This is going to be pretty popular.
As a matter of fact, we have to close by 10 o'clock, and so Saturday, we close the line at 8:45, so they need to get here fairly early. We open at 7, maybe even a little bit earlier. So don't plan on getting here at 9:30 or 10 o'clock and coming through, because it won't happen.
So if they show up maybe by 6:30, they're good.
Well, 6:30 is actually early, but yeah, anywhere up to probably about 8:30 should be fine.
Right. So by 8:30 this evening, or they're going to be disappointed. Tell me about your role tonight. What's going to be happening as Halloween night darkness falls and you start in the haunted Wilsley Manor?
Well, I'm the lead in. I'm the head butler that greets you at the door and gives you the background to our haunt. And like I said, we've had some people that got that far and decided, nope, we're not doing this, and right back out the front door.
That just sounds like a blast. Very quickly, if people don't manage to get to Rotten Apple 907 this year, since it's your last night, what can they look forward to so far next year for your, as you say, Clown University?
Well, that's what we're thinking of right now, is Clown U. And clowns are almost universally scary by just about everybody, so it's almost too easy in a scare. But we'll have some different wrinkles on different clown ideas, and hopefully not do the standard clown jumps out in your face and you scream, maybe do some other things.
The psychological scare. Preston, yes. Thank you for your time today, and happy Halloween.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Preston Meyer, creator of Burbank's nonprofit haunt, Rotten Apple 907. Their 2013 haunt, once again, called Haunted Wilsley Manor 2. A creepy manor house that was built on a graveyard is the premise. This is going to be scary. Try not to make a new door if you happen to go there tonight, although I understand it may be a little difficult. Tonight is the final night. Haunt is open from 7 to 10 p.m., but be sure you get there early. If you come there at 9:30, you are probably not going to get in. Admission is free. Now, they do accept donations for the benefit of the Burbank Arts for All Foundation. In Burbank, they're located at 907 North California Street near Verdugo. You'll find directions on their website. Once again, rottenapple907.com. That's rottenapple907.com.